negara negara yang miskin. Itu ada di tahun lah. Tidak ada di sini. Tapi kalau kita panggil develop, kita tak boleh memohon bantuan duit dari World Bank pula. Because once you are in another country, the World Bank will kurangkan your pinjaman dan bagi peluang untuk country yang memaju. But anyway, by 2020, ialah ada wawasan yang akan tunjukkan kita develop atau tidak develop. Dan sekarang 20 apa? So, berapa tahun lagi? So, 10 tahun, semua yang kerja sekarang akan serahkan pada anda semua, new generation. You have to sambung balik ini. So, the only thing is that you must be ready. Alright? So, usually, traditional and complementary medicine sangat luas digunakan di developing country. I mean, it's understandable, right? You tengok all these kaum-kaum sangat letak di pendalaman hutan. Mana dia dapat keluar untuk klinik, desa klinik kesihatan? You see what I mean or not?
Yes.
So, it is just that they have to depend on them for this sort of treatment, right? And then they are poor, they don't have money, right? And then they don't have kenderaan, don't have LRT, don't have apa lagi. And then bila hujan, the sungai penuh air, sangat bahaya ambil boat juga. So there are a lot of obstacles for them to gunakan your health service, okay? And WHO estimated that in many countries 80%, you see how high it is, walaupun this nombor statistik ialah lebih lama, okay, but still 80% or more of population yang duduk di kawasan-kawasan berkampungan, rural, are cared by these traditional people. So it's very high. Even bersalin pun dia ada kampung bidan pula. Am I right or not? They don't need a midwife. They don't need a doctor. They've been doing that all the years. Mana ada kampung hospital bersalin dana? Tak ada. So they all home delivery. Right? Until so much so now we have to give a training to the kampung bidan. And about half, lebih kurang setengah population dari ini dari negara-negara yang maju, right? Also regularly use traditional complementary medicine. Even orang yang berprofesional pun gunakan dia, like macam your tonic lah, your herbal, alright? And maksudnya kegunaan folk atau traditional medicine makin menaik, menambah, right? And the practice may be observed among people from all sorts of life, whether cultural and background. Tak kisah dia apa culture ke, apa bangsa ke, apa profession pun ada orang gunakan. Like what, like your Amway pun dia jual kan, right? All this. So among people who are heritage consistent, this is not a new practice. Heritage consistent means this kind of family network, they are very strong, they are attachment. Usually like your extended family, you know, sama satu bumbung banyak jenis, ada nenek, mak ke, anti tak kahwin pun, siapa bujang, siapa anak, semua cucu, semua sekali pun. So they are very even stronger in this kind of thing, And many of the remedies have been used and passed on for generations. So sometimes you have orang tua di rumah, your anak ada sikit masalah. Just cakap ni, the next thing is they were already masak apa suka, buat apa minuman herbal already. See, they are like passed on from generation, okay? And if a nurse believes, as I said to you, saya menekan lagi sekali, emphasize that you suspect your patient is taking this, you must make sure you highlight it to the doctors or ask the patient masa di hospital. Bila simpan ini ubat, masa boleh langgar dengan tindakan ubat kita. Or better still, they come also don't take. Because some of them continue taking. Hospital tak boleh makan, balik rumah boleh makan. Then which is worse. Because these two words yang saya terangkan tadi ialah antagonistic and synergistic effect. Alright? We get overdose pula. Now let's look at this term. complementary. Apa maksudnya complementary? This refers to a wide range of health interventions from different cultures, thousands of years of history. Now, complementary selalu digunakan bersama-sama dengan apa rawatan hospital punya. Mainstream, complementary. Right? Like for instance, if you've got a cancer patient, dia perlu chemotherapy kan? Right? Dia breast cancer, dia gunakan chemotherapy. And chemotherapy ialah perawatan barat lah, western lah, hospital lah. Dan kita prescribekan lah, like BPC, methotrexate, all that drug. But at the same time, dia tahu some of these patients ada side effect. Dia kata balik dia punya mulut itu mukosa, ada ulcer, ulcer mucositis or whatever. So they drink a lot of fruit juice, carrot juice. Ini ialah dipanggil complementary lah. That means to say dia setia gunakan chemotherapy, dan sama-sama dia gunakan ini fruit juice ke apa juice. Sekarang ada jus peria pun dah ada lah. Peria. Organik, peria. No, peria. Pahit-pahit itu. Lagi yang tak cantik yang dulu, itu yang lagi pahit. Yang lagi satu gemuk yang cantik kan? Itu yang saya tahu lah peria. Tapi sekarang dia ada satu jenis yang licin ya kan? Right? So that is called complementary. Alright? And then some of them also gunakan satu jenis daun lah, tak tahu apa.
Ketum.
Dia tumbuh-tumbuh, dia ambil jus itu. And itu pun bukan mudah nak cari itu pokok tau. So selalu ini, every patient they will buat perjanjian dengan itu peladang ke di mana, usually di Sungai Buloh lah, pasal tempat banyak lagi tumbuhan. Then they will say, selalu simpan untuk saya, saya guarantee 2 hari saya akan datang beli. Saya rasa itu dia jadi macam regular customer. Right? Now, what do you mean by alternative therapy? Alternative, tengok perkataan you dah tahulah. Alternative means those that are used instead of mainstream medical therapies. That means dia reject hospital punya. That means to say like, kena chemo kan? Langsung dia tak ambil kino, dia ambil terus 100% dari lain ni. Alternative. Right. So complementary means complement lah, sama-sama. Right. And one more panggil integrative therapy. Ini yang istilah tersebut. Integrate from the word integrative, from the word integrate. That means to say those for which there's some scientific basis for usage. So macam mana nak panggil ini? Complementary or what? Sialah. But this one it means to say dia gunakan the incorporate elements of complementary and alternative, right? Together with what the doctor is looking through, right? Like for example, ini patient pergi chemotherapy, then dia selalu sangat depressed and everything. Tiap-tiap hari, malam, saat dia dia cancer-cancer saja. Right? So, sometimes the kawan ke atau doktor pun boleh atau counselor dia boleh kata adakah yang cuba dengan menyertai club-club ke association ke persatuan yang macam buat tai chi. So, they go and exercise. So, ini ialah seperti diversional therapy. So, legakan fikiran dia, tak mau fikirlah chemo, tak mahu pergi cancer. At least you go there, you buat lagi macam a few hours you're off there. So that integrating a little bit. Because scientifically, they find that they had some help. It's like psychology a bit. Just like when you go home, let's say sometimes you buat kerja penat, sangat letih. Right? Then, you balik, then you kata, sejamnya kalau saya ada privacy ya, ada satu bilik ya, ada satu kolam air mandi ya, saya isikan dia dengan air, dengan bubur sikit minyak apa, badan yang bau, saya pasang music, right? Itu panggil apa? Spa lah. That's why you see orang iklankan spa, right? They will put that for those who are very tired, Hey, after hard day's work, come to our spa. That is to relax in the aromatherapy. Have you heard that?
Yes.
Maybe they masuk itu, then they on the way, then the whole room will be full of that kind of aroma, smell. So you can relax, aroma, that's aroma. So all these are part of the therapy of this side. You incorporate it into your life. You see what I mean? Alright? Ataupun massage. Kalau Thai massage lah, balan, balani, sebali, bali, niya massage. Massage dengan taruh batu ke, batu panas ke, all these sort of things is also supposed to increase your well-being. You see or not? So some people benefited. After massage, they feel good. You see what I mean? Tapi I think after massage, I feel teruk because tengah bayar berapa ratus. Terbalik lah. Bukan murah kan? Dia urut-urut. I think lah. Alright? So, these are the alternative complementary services and the product. Herbal therapy, chiropractic, you know chiropractic? Chiro, kaki, yeah, exercise, reflexology, pernah dengar? Urut-urut, massage, vitamin therapy pun ada. Ada orang lah dia macam mana lah. Banyak vitamin dia makan tu kan dia sakit. You see tak? And then homeopathy, yoga, acupressure. Acupressure means dia tekan di tempat yang berkaitan. Kata dia selalu ada headache-headache. Dia tak tahulah dia belajar itu sarafnya dia tekan tempat betul dan inilah tak ada. Acupuncture yang pernah dengar, biofeedback, all this hypnotherapy, naturopathy, semua ialah perkataan yang berkaitan dengan well-being. Alright? So, complementary healthcare memang sekarang ialah good business tau. Nak jadi jutawan, maybe you kena invest in this. Satu ni dari natural food. Dia ada kedai sekarang yang hanya jual kacang panjang pun organik, sawi pun organik, semua pun organik. Tapi harga ni 4 kali yang biasa ni harga. Right? Aromatherapy, as I said to you, chiropractic, massage therapy, acupuncture. And lima most reported integrative therapy ialah what? A lot of people find acupuncture. They find it useful. Massage, hypnosis, I don't know why, but this is how research has shown. And the main reason why they like this is because they always have problem like chronic pain, back pain. You go and see a doctor. Sometimes the doctor say, okay, I give you painkiller. Mereka tak puas dengan ini jawapan. Dia kata, berapa painkiller saya dah ambil? Selalu jumpa follow-up, painkiller. Saya pun dengar, makan banyak painkiller tak elok untuk ginjal saya. So, they have no other alternative. Dia cakap dengan doktor, doktor pun masuk telinga sini, keluar sini. Apa yang boleh buat? And pain is pain. Orang yang tahu pain baru dia sendiri faham pain. Yang orang lain pun tak tahu betul ke dia pain ataupun dia pain tolerance tak bagus ke whatever. So people tend to be very critical of you. Very critical of you. Alright? Another one is arthritis. Especially the orang tua. Aduh, pagi-pagi susah nak bangun. Ya, janganlah cepat saya. Every time they complain. Ini orang muda lah, nak pergi tempat lah, baru cakap sekarang. Saya kena siap diri, lambat sikit dia marah you betul. Because they got arthritis. And they ask you to help, you say macam inilah, macam engine, motor. Dah tua, dah lambat, dah sakit. You can't help them, so they go to these sort of places. Because these people, I told you, remember? Dia dengar, dia empathize. Dia bukan macam kita, macam kata semua tak boleh. Negative sikit. Anxiety is another one. Depression. You see, in our country, I think in many countries also, when ahli keluarga kita kalau ada mental problem, we realize that mereka sembunyikan itu. Macam takut, macam stigma. Tak maulah nanti jiran tahu ini. Kita punya anak ada problem mental. Tak betul lah dia macam ni. So, they try to cover it up. Sembunyikan dia. So likewise, you won't go and see the doctor in the hospital. nanti baby sangat teruk, dia kejar orang dengan parang ke, dia nak turun dari bangunan tinggi, then you need to takut, isn't it? I mean that they will go and see the homo and all these people because they feel that other cham, other orang cham dia, whatever. Okay? Allergy, insomnia, tak boleh tidur, menopause, all these people will always resort to that. They rather pay. That's why you see the business is so good. Health center dah keluar lah, kan? Fitness center, gymnasium, ada dah tuan-tuan? Tengok all the shopping complex mahal-mahal punya di PJ ya, sudah disewa oleh gym, health spa. Because it's doing good business. Pasal dia tahu ada orang yang ada gaji tinggi, dia mahu tempat relax macam ini. You see what I mean? Alright? So this is where it is. Then we say, kenapa tak boleh pergi jogging di taman ini? You know what I mean? Ambil kerja, pergilah jogging sana. Sekarang tak boleh, ada haze. You know haze? Tak boleh, nanti digigit oleh nyamuk, dapat denggi. So buatlah di health center yang ada aircon pula. Tapi di bangunan yang bawah itu semua makanan membina selera. Makan balik tu, semua balik. Sama pula. How life is nowadays. So, some exercises. How much knowledge do you have? Sebanyak macam mana your ilmu mengenai berbagai terapi seperti all these things. Now, you never know, as I said, when a patient may ask you for information berkaitan dengan ini jenis terapi. Pasal dalam curriculum kita tak ajar. Kita tak ajar acupuncture. Ada tak? Saya pun mau ikut lah. Nak tahu sikit dekat mana reflexology. Isn't it? So it is now very much for you to understand that it is an issue in nothing. You have to realize that these are our clients that will come in with all this sort of extra therapy. So you have to be aware lah. And how you go about it is to read up on your own. Right? So just be very careful. You're not so as not to stereotype a patient because of the culture, spiritual, and you must have a holistic nursing approach. That means you assess the patient and you have to understand why they are doing that practice. Just like now, as I said to you, our country is not just our popular races. Now we have also orang dari lain negeri yang sudah pilih negara ini seperti tempat tetap. Ada PR pula, permanent resident. Ada yang kahwin kita punya penduduk dan jadi orang Malaysia. So what you see what I mean? So in certain culture, when we talk about perancangan keluarga, they will tengok kita macam one kind. Hey yo, ini topik pun boleh cakap ke siap-siap. Ini macam ni. You see what I mean? Dia tak nak open. Walaupun tak ada orang dengar, dia ada bilik counseling. They not willing to talk about it. And when you talk to them, dia tak ada eye contact. Be very shy. A lot of times also you ask our patient, like you do antenatal booking. Bila head yang terakhir datang? Dia tak tahu punya. Bila? They don't even know their own history. Some of them are like that. So what are you going to do? You see what I mean? And then, this is where we have to be very culture sensitive. Ataupun kita panggil itu transcultural nursing. So sometimes you have to tell the patient, I understand, saya faham that you have your own practice, you are this, but in the hospital now, let us help you. Barulah kita peluang untuk merawat and see how, kalau elok, then boleh balik rumah and if you're sihat, boleh jaga keluarga and ambil balik kerja and dapat gaji. What you have to do like that, otherwise they will not terima. Very difficult. You want me to touch? Alright. Like what you had patient yang ada dialysis. You know that rawatan untuk dialysis, pengurusan penyakit end stage renal failure. Pernah tahu tak? End stage renal failure. ESRF. End stage renal failure. Pernah dengar tu?
Yeah.
Dia ada tiga option saja perawatan. Tentu dia dialisis. Dialisis dalam apa? Termasuk apa? Peritoneal dialysis dan hemodialysis. Apa kaya nak? You don't have to be detail sangat. Option yang kedua ialah, tadi siapa jawab?
Renal therapy.
Transplant. That's the best lah. Because then your tugasan fungsi ginjal semua dapat dikembalikan lah. Melambalik pada engkau lah. Then the third one ialah kematian. Susah je. You see what I mean? That's it. Very easy. Alright? So, what happened is that some of the patients, they are on peritoneal dialysis. Pernah dengar CAPD tak? Yeah. Ambulatory peritoneal. Dia balik rumah, dia kena dialysis sendiri. There are some patients that are doing so well. We are so happy for them. So, kata TDS kena dialysis sendiri, dia tahu. Lama kelamaan, dia assess sendiri. Eh, saya sudah baik lah. Saya tak ada masalah. Kaki tak bengkak. Right? Tak ada macam odema sini sana. Tak faham beritahu kaki tangan betul. TDS saya sekarang buat busy. Dia kurangkan sendiri. Pasal dia nak jimat kos. Sebab dialysis cuma mahal kan. Jadi set tu kena bayar. So then they will try the traditional. Then after that come back to us, semua bengkak ini balik. You see what I mean lah? So this is why you have to look at it as a holistic nursing approach. I mean you have to look at the culture, the background. And you have to keep on. Penat-penat pun kena cakap. Elakkan sendiri by buat perubahan kepada itu management whatever. Don't tambah ubat lain. Satu kali you buat your kidney langsung tak boleh. Dan nyawa pun tak ada. You have to be strong sometimes. Alright, this is what is happening ya? So this is telling you that what do I mean? Tadi saya cakap holistic kan. Yeah, holistic here. What do I mean by holistic? Holistic means to say the whole person. You have to look at the person from the whole mind. Just like the traditional healer. Bukan saja fokus pada tempat yang ada masalah. Ini sakit, fokus di tempat sakit. No, you have to start with apa khabar, dah makan dah. Oh, si pakcik tu nasihatkan jumpa saya. Nanti start like that. Dia cakaplah cuaca, cakap apa-apa dulu sebelum cakap your penyakit. That's how they mula dia punya komunikasi. And then the holistic assessment is based on the nursing process. So you have to assess dia punya culture, spiritual practices and what keperluan dia hendak. Otherwise they will not adhere or compliant to your perawatan. Okay. And you are all the time have to learn effective communication ataupun saya panggil ini transcultural nursing and intercultural awareness and understanding, right, of other cultures, provide safe, effective, individualized care to all our clients. So lama-kelamaan kita kena belajar bangsa Indonesia, Filipino, Cambodian, Myanmar, apa lagi, Bangladesh, Melada. So you have to know, you have no choice. Really speaking, because your country punya population dah tambah lain-lain punya kau. You know what I mean? Right? And sensitive towards culturally different clients. Right? Multicultural nursing care. There are some cultures tak perlu the tiga, you know the food pyramid? The tiga segi punya food pyramid? Yang ada your carbohydrate, your protein, all that. Some of them, they are dengan ubi kayu cukup. Dan mana you dapat your zat? Itulah obesity. Pasal banyak gula mentah. Raw sugar lah in all this food. Kuih. You see that? All this. So you have to change a lot. So you must be very culturally oriented. Last time we had one student from Iran. Dia pun baik hati lah dia balik. Masa cuti semester balik. Wah, dia bagi banyak candy kepada kita. And you know lah, when you letak makanan di meja, seorang datang, habis satu kopi, sampai hujung hari tu dah habis lah. Semua kontainer kosong ni. Tapi dia punya masih duduk sana untuk keseluruhan semester. Tak gerak pun. Pasal mereka gunakan candy yang sangat-sangat manis. macam you pergi glucose tolerance test, you know, GTD, minum itu pekat punya concentration. That's how they take so sweet. So can you imagine if you have a patient of that coming in, how are you going to bagi dia minuman? You taruh keseluruhan susu isian itu, dia pun kata tak sedap, tak manis. So they take so high sugar. So you see how we have to be culturally sensitive to that, alright? Then you cannot be telling the person, Sisya, you makan ubi kayu saja. Di sini booming. Last time we all makan ubi kayu, dan kita kata, ayah, ma, sekarang tak payah ubi kayu lah, itu masa peperangan saja. Sekarang kita makan pisahat, apa-apa ni. So we may think that ubi kayu ialah low class punya food, but to them is the best food. See what I mean or not? So your pandangan has to change, your perception. Otherwise we end up stereotyping again. That's the sad part. And what are you going to do? When patient bawa makanan masuk hospital, dia ialah makan daging anjing, daging apa, kucing apa pun ada. Then you tengok, you kata, oh no, I don't want to touch you, because artisan itu binatang yang baru masak itu. What to do? You have to slowly get to understand first. Maybe you don't have to me, but you might have somebody who can touch it. Maybe later on you find familiar with it. You see what I'm saying? Alright? But that is the culture of the place. You see what I mean? Alright? So like, this one I really explained to you, the cancer patient. Alright? How dengan massage, relaxation, it can help improve the quality of life. Especially when you want to eat more. The diet that she talked about. This is the one I say. Alternative therapy is what we jaga-jaga sikit. Tadi saya berikan yang binasi. Alternative therapy means they reject. They reject modern medicine. Modern medicine means to take like your perawatan hospital. This is perawatan hospital. Right? Be careful. Alternative therapy are selalunya very dahsyat juga. Anti-biologically. Mungkin invasive, and they can guarantee it out. That's why they're very dangerous, you know. They can guarantee, Dr. UMUH punya tak boleh rawat cancer, tapi saya ada bukti. Tengok, saya punya berapa ini.